quiet place. Hopefully this is one of those places.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It is June 26th at about 1:33 p.m. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commissioner. I'm the Commission Chair, Randy Christman. With me is Commissioner Brian Crashus, and calling in is Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. This is a work session on case number PU-08-932, the Maricourt Wind Power Project. We have a hearing scheduled on that for the day after tomorrow, June 28th, at 10 a.m. in Ashley, North Dakota. With us in the room is our legal counsel, Mitch Armstrong, also Jack Hsu, our own internal counsel, Jerry Lean, Public Utilities Department staff, and Steve Call as well. I'll kick this off. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Crashus, do you?
I have no opening comments.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments either, but if we want to just move right in, are you going to manage the conversation, Randy, or do you want me to?
Well, since I'm here and handy, I'll just say that I believe the thing on our table is that the hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, and there was a problem in that this particular wind farm plan straddles two different counties, and so the official notice for the hearing needed to be published in the legal notices twice in advance of that in each of the county papers, and that the Ashley Tribune did not do the second of those two notices. Is there anything more than that that needs said before we turn it over to the attorneys?
I think you covered it, Randy. Thanks.
Okay, I'll turn it over to Mitch then.
I think that was a pretty good summary of the history that got us here. Basically, the publication of notice statute is required. Without it, the commission lacks jurisdiction. This case was a little more complicated because while they did not publish the notice, they published a front page article in the paper with the map, but it didn't require all the things, arguably anyway, that a notice is required. I've been talking to the company's attorneys, and I understand the company is going to be filing something basically right now, asking that the hearing be continued in order to make sure that we have the proper legal notice to have jurisdiction to hold the hearing.
Can you say that once more, Mitch? The company is going to ask for us to reschedule it? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yes, in talking with the company's attorneys shortly before the work session here, they've come to the conclusion that they don't want to risk there being improper notice, and they're asking that the hearing on Wednesday be rescheduled.
Hmm. All right, well, that makes our work easy. I mean, as for my sense has been that I didn't feel strongly about rescheduling it, but the company has the most to lose, and if they want it rescheduled, I would support that.
And for those that would be listening in, my understanding is if we held this, there was a story about it, most of the information was there, but if it were challenged and it were found that this would not be a meeting that lives up to all the requirements of the law, that would make any decision that we made useless too. We would have to go over and start over from the basics, correct?
Correct.
So I could see where they might be concerned that that could be devastating. On the other hand, in this particular case, this particular wind farm was cited once years ago before any of the current commissioners were ever here, was brought in for an update about 2 years ago, and we approved it, and now it's substantially changed. And I have to think that this is causing a lot of casual observers, especially in that part of the country, to look at this commission as incompetent when none of it has been the commission's fault, and I really feel badly about that.
But. Yeah, and I'll just say I mean, I think the legal advice I'm giving is very impractical legal advice, but it is to follow the law. You know, I think the purpose of those statutes has been clearly met, but it is very technical issues, and they have to be required in order for the commission to have jurisdiction to issue the order. And if the commission doesn't have jurisdiction, it would be just a good time in Ashley with a lot of expense involved without... with a lot of potential harm, you know, anywhere down the road. So,
an additional expense to the company, and right. That could be terrible.
So if the commission is, I guess, in agreement to postpone the hearing, my suggestion would be that I talk with Jerry, do what we can do to get any notices out there about the hearing being rescheduled at some point in the future. We've got to contact the ALJ. Probably... I don't know if the company hired a court reporter or not, or if we did, but we'll just handle the logistics from here and, I suppose, get it back on the commission's administrative agenda for scheduling sometime in the near future.
If it were possible.
Well, if that would be possible to do it tomorrow, we have a commission meeting tomorrow. It would be nice to get that information settled soon and get the new date.
Is this something, I suppose, that should have a motion and a second and a vote to postpone this?
Yeah.
Really? Haven't we done that before? With things? I'm trying to think of when we had to postpone a meeting because of weather and that sort of thing. I don't recall doing an official vote, but I'm not opposed to it. I can't hear Alana.
Alana, your mic's clicking in and out.
With weather, I don't think we had a vote because it would be sort of last minute when you're trying to get on the airplane or something. But we can put a motion on tomorrow. We can still get the word out today based on the conversation at the work session. We can put a formal motion on consent tomorrow and put the scheduling on tomorrow. That do
very good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I'll leave that to Julie as portfolio holder.
What was that?
Would you like that on consent or regular agenda?
The motion?
Yeah. Correct.
To postpone?
Yeah.
I guess regular, then we can talk about what caused it and get that, you know, it's another crack at getting that information out there. It's a little bit more attention.
Okay. And I'll just throw out, I don't know if it's something could be arranged this quickly with the ALJ and the company and everything. I don't know what kind of a timeline there is. We have to do the math because we'll have to have two notices and such. But if we don't schedule it tomorrow, then the next meeting would be the 12th of July. So maybe if that could all be done by tomorrow, we could reschedule it. Because of this delay, we can schedule outside of the regular meetings,
and
too.
I can just circulate an email to the ALJ and to the company, and I'll have to look at the list and see if there's anybody else, just asking for any available dates in August and September and try to circle back with Jerry.
Okay. I will
A couple of dates would be best, Mitch.
Yep.
Don't have them, just pick one, but a few dates in August and September would be best.
Correct. Will do.
And I will just throw out that I do not expect that we should be paying a bill for the first publication in that paper when they didn't do it both times, because the first one did us no good. So staff, keep an eye on that.
We'll have somebody talk to the paper about it.
Anything else for today? Oh, yeah, please. If you didn't hear that, Julie, Stacy's going to write up a news release to get out today right away.
Good.
Thanks, Stacy.
And then you'll include in that we'll be sending the date as soon as possible and get that information out.
Yes. Okay. Anything else?
Nothing for me.
Thank you. We'll close this work session.
All right. Thanks, everyone.